we're back where we wanted to be, back in the final part next Saturday, but we haven't won nothing yet, Niles.
Would it be correct to say that you're improving with every game?
I would say definitely. The three matches we played now, we've played very, very well, and we are improving. I still would be a wee bit worried about our second half performances. We're getting world one starts in both in the three games we had. We've put up big scores, and you know we were 12 points up against Longford at half time, and Longford came back within a point of us. We were 9 points up against Warwickshire, and they came back, scored the first 3 or 4 scores of the second half, and you know it was a wee bit easier yesterday. Now we had a great start. We played with the Rees and we had 15 points on the board at half time, which is excellent shooting. But we struggled a bit in the second half. We only scored 7 points in the second half now, and you know maybe the players took their foot off the pedal a bit because they kind of knew, you know, barring them scoring 5 or 6 goals, we were going to win anyway. But I still think we should push on, you know, and go a wee bit further ahead.
You've beaten Longford already, and I suppose that's a big psychological boost. It did take place in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. You're going to Croke Park for that final against Longford. New setting, you know, a big occasion. It's a final, so you can't really afford to take the foot off the pedal.
It absolutely means nothing now at the stage that we beat Longford and Letterkenny. It means nothing at all. Longford beat us last year in the first game of the Laurie Maher, and we went on the Croke Park. So they were beaten in the semi-final, so it means nothing. Yes, it's great that we have an edge on them. We did beat them the first day, but you know we had 12 points up and they come back within a point and we got a goal in injury time, so that's worrying. So it is. You know, I'm looking at their last few games there, they're scoring 22 and 23 points as well, the same as ourselves. So a set up for a real ding-dong battle now, and I think it'll be an excellent final, and hopefully we'll come out on the right side this year.
Any injuries after your game yesterday?
Well, Miles, we had a problem before the game even started. We lost Ardal McDermott and Joe Boyle. They picked up injuries during training during the week, and we'd done a wee fitness test before the game, and neither of the two of them could start. So, you know, the physio was telling me that we'd done the right thing by not playing them, and obviously, you know, I'm happy with that now. We didn't risk them yesterday, and we still won the game handy, so we did. But I still would be worried that another week mightn't be enough for them to recover, but we're going to give them as much a chance as possible. So they're two key players in the team, so they are, and hopefully they come all right for Saturday.
Is there a good spirit and hunger in the Donegal hurling team?
Definitely, Mike. Definitely. The players are getting on great together. You know, the crack's good as well as the hard work. You know, and there's a great band of hurlers there from all the clubs. You know, all the clubs are represented, which is great too to see. So it is. And you know we're playing some super hard in this last few games. Now great movement between the players and great scoring. You know, so it's gelling well together. So it is, and you know I just hope that stage fright doesn't happen next Saturday when we get to Croke Park. You know, all the players are looking forward to it and talking about it all year. But you know when you get there, you know it's a final and we were beat last year and it's going to be in the back of boys' heads and you know. Hopefully it doesn't happen, like, but it's up to each individual when you get there. You know, you can prepare a team as much as you can, but every person as an individual now has whatever's in his own mind, whatever his thoughts are, how he eats, how he drinks, how he sleeps this week, you know, will all count on Saturday afternoon.